Right now, Petersburg consumers only have to pay sales tax on the first $1,200 of a local purchase. The proposition would increase that cap to $1,700. So a local customer would pay a maximum tax of $102 in a given instance. That's $30 more than the current cap. Alaska Commercial Electronics owner Jerry Whitethorn expressed concern to the council about the impacts to local businesses if the cap increased too much more than that.
I go to the post office a couple times a day, and believe me, there are there's a lot of merchandise coming into Petersburg through the post office. That's Amazon, it's various other mail order operations. And the higher you make that sales tax, the less competitive we can be in town here on those larger sales. And I just would ask that you keep that in mind when the sales tax goes up.
One city councilor, Nancy Strand, thought the cap should be even higher. Strand, who attended the meeting by phone, proposed an amendment to put the sales tax cap up to $2,400.
Well, I think it should be at least doubled for in an attempt to accrue some money for expenses. I think that I also think with the big overrun on the North Harbor project, we are going to need to do some belt tightening, and this is a good place to start.
The estimate for rebuilding Petersburg's oldest harbor, North Harbor, is substantially higher than the available funds. While other councilors, including Mark Jensen, saw a need to cover increasing city costs, they weren't ready to double the tax cap.
We don't know how much this is even going to generate, raising it to $1,700, because we have no way to keep track of how much over $1,200 each individual sale is. So, I mean, $1,700 might be adequate. I'd hate to see it go to past the $2,400 amount and then find out that we've got more money than we need and try to get money back. I would rather do it in small increments myself, but that's just from listening to some of the comments from the public since I've been back.
The Strand amendment fell on a 6-1 vote, but the council did vote unanimously to put the original smaller increase on the ballot. Councilors also had some mixed feelings about a plan to pay for the purchase of over 5 acres of Scow Bay waterfront that could serve as a future space for gear storage, vessel loading, and boat work. The land is owned by the Reed family, and they're asking $1.4 million for the property. Councilor Mark Jensen thought the city should make the purchase.
I think it's going to benefit the city's overall services ability for the fishing fleet. I think it'll expand current businesses that are already in town by opening up the property behind Weekon Enterprises and Ace Electronics. Could possibly open up enough land where we could get a travel lift and some kind of covered storage possibly to work on boats in the wintertime. I know it's I looked at all 5 options, and out of the 5 of them, I think this is the best one.
Council and staff have come up with a plan that would use several funding sources to pay for the land. $250,000 would come from the city's property development fund, which has proceeds from the sale of city land and buildings. Another $200,000 would come out of the city's general fund. $400,000 would come from the city's economic development fund. That account was created with $6 million in federal grant money in the mid-1990s. The remaining cost, possibly more than $500,000, would be financed by a loan paid back by increases in mortgage and storage rates for harbor customers. Several councilors, staff, and members of the public were uneasy with the plan. Councilor Sue Flint thought the purchase would be good for local development, but she preferred the city seek other funding sources.
My first choice would be to put it on the capital projects list. And my second choice would be that the harbor would borrow the money from the up to $1 million from the economic development fund. But I can't see that they have any way to pay it back. I would really hate to see us take $200,000 from the general fund. I think that would be not responsible of us to cut into our reserves there.
Councilor Don Koenigs also had reservations and pointed out that the city's priority was replacing North Harbor.
If I had an alternative to completing a project rather than acquiring the Reed property, I would take that money that I propose to put in this purchase of the Reed property, and I'd rather see the economic money go towards completing the harbor.
Still, Koenigs and the majority of the council members were willing to put the issue before the voters, who have to approve any use of the economic fund principle. The council voted 5-2 in favor of putting the proposition on the ballot. Flint and Strand were opposed. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.